China FM on the phone. I guess, can we call you El Presidente? Is that an acceptable title for Tom Van Zandt of All Star Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things, but I'll take general manager.
Well, El Presidente, it sounds much more official. But general manager of All Star Pro Wrestling, Tom Van Zandt on the phone. You've been around the area, of course, with your wrestling. Just kind of give a little brief background of how that started, how long you've been doing it, and how long you've been in the Shelbyville area doing this, and other places, of course, too.
This is our 19th year, man, being involved in pro wrestling, especially here in Shelbyville. So I was a young little lad when we started. So it's just something that I always wanted to do when I was a little kid. And I always, you know, a lot of people say, well, follow your dreams, whatever else. And that's what I did. This is what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to do something to help our community out as I grew up in town. And I feel like, you know, now that I'm older and a little more mature, I found ways that I can bring families closer together and have a good night. And ain't got to worry about stress or finances or anything like that. Just come have a good time and enjoy the show.
You've been doing a once-a-month show at the Salvation Army here in Shelbyville. And it looks like you're going to broaden your horizons going to Rushville for a show coming up on Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, it's all about helping communities out. And everybody knows, you know, Rushville is a small community. And, you know, they're always looking for help over there. So, I mean, and plus, I want people to broaden their, you know, views on independent wrestling. You know, it's not what it used to be or what people think it is from TV. It's more family oriented than it is, you know. So, you know, we're getting a lot of good vibes from it. You know, a lot of people really into it over in Rushville. They're real happy to have something come to their town, and especially pro wrestling. And I'm just glad that I can be a part of another community, you know, to show what we're good at doing.
So talk about a little bit about Saturday's show. Who's going to be there? I know there were some names that are pretty recognizable when it comes to shows that have been here in Shelbyville and so on. So talk about what's on the bill.
Yeah, we got Dylan Bostic, which I believe his grandfather may have been the mayor at one point in Rushville, I believe. I'm not quite sure. I think that's what it was. But Dylan Bostic, he'll be in the house. TJ Kemp, Bobby Black, coming back out of retirement. Kind of surprising. It's good to see the guy back. Just a lot of good top independent wrestlers, man. We got Kyle King. You know, he's from way up north. And we just got a wide view of wrestlers coming from, you know, all over the country. You know, we've had people from Japan and Europe and all kinds of places come to our shows there in Shelbyville. So
definitely talk about, is this going to become more of a normal event where you're going to have a Shelbyville show once a month and then a Rushville show, or how's that all going to work?
That's my goal. That's my ultimate goal, is to, you know, do two shows a month. And because some people, you know, they don't have the option of traveling. You know, some people just usually are local based and they usually don't leave their areas. So, you know, bringing it to another town, and that way they don't have to travel as far to come watch some good entertainment and have a good night.
Boys and Girls Club of Rushville going to have All-Star Pro Wrestling in the house. Doors at 6, bell at 7. Anything else you want to pass along? Ticket prices, how that works, how's your front row going? Is that sold out yet? I know that's kind of a hot topic.
It's getting really close, man. It's going really fast. You know, normally we do like 15 day of a front row, but I'm just going to sell front row $12 across the board. And general admission is $12 across the board, whereas advance or day of. I'm not going to change prices. I'm just going to leave it the same. And for our January show here in Shelbyville, they got canceled for people that's bought tickets for that. If they want to honor them at Rushville, we'll accept them, you know, just to come over and be a part of it. Or they can wait till our February show here in Shelbyville, and we'll still honor them then, too. So,
outstanding. Rushville Boys and Girls Club. Where's that at, actually? Do you happen to know?
1850 Sexton Drive. It's located like right there in the school's district zones.
Gotcha. Understand. Tom, thanks a lot for your time. Going to be a good show coming up on Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Thank
for the
you,
door.
Man.
Yeah, no problem. Bell at 7, and it's going to be a good night with All-Star Pro Wrestling Saturday night in Rushville.
Thank you very much.